Calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have your zip code so I can access your account and better assist you, please?
What's the zip code? 89403.
89403. Thank you. Give me one moment.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what is your first and last name, please?
First name is William. Last name is Connor, spelled C-O-N-O-U-R.
William Connor. Oh. Give me one moment.
Sure.
I wanted to do it for more than
a week. One moment. Today I finally remembered, like, oh, hey, I wonder if that thing.
Okay, so I see your order was in on July 27th for $7.95. You had the Elite X Tactical Watch. Do you recall placing that order? Tactical watch, I'm
yes.
Sorry.
Sure.
How
do.
Can I assist you today?
I was just charged $67.32 by your company for no reason.
You were billed for that watch because when you placed the order on July 27th, you are in trouble.
Sorry.
Calling. Your
call is getting real scrambled. I can't hear
you. Can
you
hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, so when the order is done on July 27th, you are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for that item, $67.32. Your trial starts.
No. Oh, hang on. Wait a second. On that item, I even have the whole printout that was sent to me, $79.95 for the watch, right? All I had to do was pay shipping. I went up and down and read that thing very carefully, saying that there was no other charges or anything like that.
So you went over the terms and agreements, correct?
Yep, sure did. And there was nothing saying that I was going to be charged $67.32 for it.
Yes, sir. It is on there on the terms and policies. I have your IP address.
Then, you know what? Then I'll be sending this back to you. This
unfortunately, if
you know what?
We have a no return policy due to terms and agreement.
No. You know what? That's bullshit. Yeah. I'll just dispute it with my bank and have it fraudulently counted against you.
You filing a dispute with your bank?
On your bank? That paperwork, I looked it up over and over, and there was nothing that said that. You guys even tried to send me other stuff. Hey, if you buy this, if you buy that, and I was like, no. Hey, no. The only thing that was said on there was I had to pay for shipping and handling for the watch. It was free. That's exactly what it says on the paperwork I have. Hello?
I'm listening to you, sir. I'm allowing you to finish speaking.
All right, go ahead.
When you place the order, I'm seeing here on the terms and policies, I'm going back to the IP address where you placed the order, and it does advise you what you are going to get billed for the item if you don't call in your trial. It's total of $67.32. I don't know if those terms and agreements were overlooked when you're placing the order, but when you contact your bank, yes, will have to get in contact with us. On our side, we have to turn over your IP address, tracking numbers that lead back to the address name on the account. If your financial institution does see those terms and policies that we'll be providing them to, they will automatically see that the charges are valid. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was into the account.
That's bullshit, because I've ordered a couple of things from you guys, and I've never been charged that.
Not with us. You will have only placed one order with us, sir. What paperwork? Because we don't send out an email address with paperwork information or terms and agreements. We send you an email. Yes, we send you an email saying you completed your order is going to get shipped out, or tracking information. But the terms and policies, you agree to that information when you place the order. The most that I could do is apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done to the account. Because it is a one-time fee, it's not a membership, we're not going to bill you anymore. The only way that this item is free is if you call in that trial. You only pay shipping and handling.
And how long do you have to call in the trial? So I'm calling in right now to cancel it then, because I have not received the item.
Your trial starts on July 27th and expired on July 30th. You have to call in your trial so you won't get billed.
How do
you
know
already
I haven't received the item yet then?
You just stated that you received the item. That's why you're going to return the item.
No, I just received another bill from you guys. And what
you
I
stated that you're
going to
return
the
item, sir.
Hang on. Wait a minute. One second right here. Right here, I have the paperwork. Order number 26114102, right?
Order number 26114102. Correct.
Okay. Says nothing about billing or anything else or to call in.
And the order, because it's not going to advise you in there. I'm advising you, it's going to advise you where you placed the order. The order shows you when, we have tracking information. So it shows it was delivered on July 30th at 10:12 a.m. to your, at your address. I'll process you the refund as a one-time customer courtesy of the 6732, and I could provide you with the site where you placed the order so you go over those terms and agreements. But it is on there.
All right. Because I will never order from you guys again then.
The full refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Do you want to write the website down? Or
yes,
it's on the email. Okay. So give me a moment. Give me a moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment.
No worries. Because I'm looking at my right here, right now, my message from you guys with the confirmation. And it does says order total is only $79.95.
Order total $79.95, yes, because it's already including shipping on there.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be free. That's what it said down in your guys' paperwork.
It's only free if you call in your trial. The site is www.shopidleproducts.com.
That's shop idle. What is it?
Idle.
Mm-hmm.
Shopidleproducts.com.
Products.com.
Your refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day. Well, night.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.